Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He told him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed. And he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and he said, We have done all things well. We make the deaf. He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. In a certain sense, we are deaf and mute because many times we do not listen to the Word of God, to the will of God, and neither to speak out in the name of the Lord because of laziness. Jesus, you know that we are weak. We start again to entrust in you, your help. Today is the feast of also of St. Mary of Lourdes. I'm indebted to Our Lady in Lourdes because once I was there, when I was still a student, I had asked a special grace from her. Because at that time I was wondering whether I have to leave the seminary because that was a time after the Vatican II, many professors and priests left the priesthood. So I was thinking about to continue my study. But returning to Rome, I got a special grace. Thanks, Mama Mary of Lourdes. Listen to my prayer. Really, without her help, I cannot continue in this way. I really thank the Mother Mary to give me a spiritual help. Mama Mary, help me faithfully continue to follow your Son, to listen to his word, and to spread out your gifts to other people. We believe what is impossible for man is possible for God. Thank you, Jesus.